You're listening to a Big Finish production.
The Master switched our minds, took my TARDIS and fled. And now here we are, chasing the man who stole my face across the shadowlands of this dark star system. And I'm charged to bring him in, or bring him down.
Yeah, it's a fantastic tale, if it's true.
It is true.
Why should we believe you?
The man who took you from Sarakazar, he may have looked like me, but surely you can tell we are different.
Weapons. Mr. Cedar here didn't have any weapons when I met him. In fact, he was pretty insistent that we didn't need them.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Especially when they're pointed at my head. Is there any possibility of you removing that staser from my skull anytime soon?
He didn't have any weapons.
None. Except for a screwdriver. But that was broken.
Oh, a screwdriver is not a weapon.
Well, that depends who's holding it.
It's a sonic screwdriver. It's not even got a pointy bit. Please, we don't have time. I have to stop the Master from using the cognition shift.
Why? What does one of those do?
Nothing good.
Planet of the corpses. the stench.
Careful. Are they dangerous? What's the best way to navigate a welcoming committee of the nearly dead?
That's easy.
No! Enough!
You said yourself. They don't die easy. I'm just giving us enough time to get across there.
They are people.
Barely.
They still feel pain. Please, put the gun away.
You see? He's been like this ever since redemption.
All right.
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. Lead the way, Doctor.
Do you have it? Do you have the catalyst?
Catch!
It's not a toy.
No? Well, I've certainly had fun and games getting it here.
That such a fragile thing can hold such power. So delicate. So beautiful.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself.
So close now. These are the end times.
You're not kidding. Don't get me started on the Atonement Marshes. And I nearly died twice, just on the ship over. I met the Master, by the way.
You followed the Time Lord agents?
As agreed.
Tell me about the Master.
Hand over the payment first.
Catch.
Oh.
As agreed, no need to count it. The Doctor is a man of his word.
You had no idea where we are, have you?
On the contrary, I know precisely where we are. It's where we're going that's proving elusive.
Dorada came this way. Look. Footprints.
Yes. Oh, this way, then.
How can we be sure that they're Dorada's footprints?
Well, we can't.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly the bustling market hub of Ra El-Fazir around here, is it? They're the only set of footprints. It's a fairly safe bet.
No such thing as a safe bet. And they're not the only set of footprints. Interesting.
Where did the second set come from? They just appear from out of...
Bet you wish you had a weapon now!
This branch will have to do! Sorry.
Sorry? Don't apologize to the people attacking you!
You surrender or die.
No, you'll wait. Tell us who rules this land and where to find them, and we will let you go.
What? We will?
Yes. Who rules here?
Kyrios. Our king is Kyrios. He is powerful and he is kind.
This Kyrios, he wouldn't by any chance be a devilishly handsome, tall, athletic young man with brown hair?
You're describing yourself, aren't you?
My current body, yes. If I was still wearing it.
Modesty not one of your strong suits?
Where can we find your king?
That way, at Fort Parox.
You, show us. The rest of you, run!
The Scaramazza from Sarakazar.
Trust me, she had no time for the master.
I'll bet. You're sure she killed him? I didn't pay you to kill him.
I wanted to help. He was sent to kill you.
What exactly did the Scaramazza say she was planning to do?
She said she was going to take him to the Dark Chamber on board her ship.
Yeah, the Veritas, yes?
Yes, she was planning to kill him slowly and over until he died.
He didn't escape. He always escapes. I'm nearly done here anyway.
You've been busy since I was last here.
Detritus scavenged from the third clash of Siberian, debris snatched from dying civilizations, wreckage from the battle between the Celestines and the Great Unknown, harvested, scrounged, bartered for, and appropriated.
It's impressive, I'll give you that. What does it do, exactly?
What does it do? It changes the universe.
For the good?
For the better. Forever.
Is that the place? Certainly looks like a fortress.
Fort Parox, ancient seat of the Kyrios.
Rather ostentatious, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a bit showy if you ask me.
Forged with the blood and bones of our ancestors. For ages untold we feared the Kyrios. They ruled with terror and slaughter until their bloodline ran out. And then our land fell to pestilence and violence. Until the night a new, brave and kind Kyrios took up the throne.
He means the master, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes, you really struck lucky there, didn't you?
Don't you find the constant adoration a bit much?
That's not adoration, it's desperation. They're terrified that if I leave now, their life will return to what it was before.
You've given them hope.
That's a dangerous thing, hope. It's fear in disguise. It's terror with your eyes closed. Hope is ignoring a threat and the mistaken belief it will go away.
When did you become so cynical?
Oh, forgive me. I worry about what will happen to them after I'm gone.
Are you going?
I will talk to them.
My friends, it does my heart good to see what I have done for you here. When I arrived here, it was to seek a sanctuary, far from the worst ravages of the great and terrible war which threatens us all. But this land was not a safe haven. I found sickness, hunger, violence, suffering. Do you now eat? Is the great sickness gone? Do you feel the strength of my protection? Who will step forward to help defend this sanctuary which I have built for you? Who will offer themselves in the service of Kyrios? Look upon your great protector and rejoice!
Always give the people what they think they want.
The Atonement Marshes. If you wish to meet Kyrios, you have to cross here. I go no further.
What's the gas rising from the water?
Onus vapors.
Onus vapors?
Guilt gas. It burns the throat. Also sends you a bit mad.
It is not so very terrible, so long as you have never done anything so very terrible.
Yes, that's not as reassuring as you might think.
There's a path of stepping stones through the marsh. It doesn't look impossible.
Yeah, I'll go. You stay here.
No, I need to face the master.
Yeah, but you feel guilt over your sister's death.
Yes.
Then the vapors will be dangerous to you.
I am not frightened of danger.
Well, you should be. Fear isn't a weakness. It's what keeps us all alive.
I thought that was hope.
Hope without fear is foolish. You need both. One to make you dare, the other to keep you alert. Stay here.
Yeah, all right. I'll come. I don't feel guilty about anything.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Tell me what the vapors do, and then I'll decide.
They make you atone.
Atone for what?
Whatever you feel guilty for.
Good. I want to atone.
No, no, you don't. Not like this.
Why? What will they do to me?
They will inflict the penance you feel you deserve. In days gone by, people were thrown into the marshes as punishment.
It only punishes those with a conscience. Your Kyrios could bathe in there and come away bone dry.
Still no sign of the master?
No, not yet. I don't understand why you're so keen for him to get here. You said he destroys everything that he touches.
I want him to bear witness to the end. And to the new beginning.
Doctor, the crowds outside.
My people?
Does that happen often? The cheering and the shouting? Why do they call you Kyrios?
Kyrios is the title of the old rulers of this land. I thought it more fitting to the spectacle of this place than Doctor.
Mm, you enjoy it, the adulation.
And don't I deserve it? They were hungry and I fed them. They were sick and I healed them. They were frightened and I protected them.
And they've worked hard for you in return. I mean, this tremendous machine you've constructed, what dangerous places did your people visit in order to bring you back technology from the Clash of Siberian? How many died scavenging all this for you?
I don't care for your tone, Dorada. Or your point, should you be making one.
No, sorry. Do you still think the cognition shift can end the war?
Dorada, it will end everything. Cardinal Margos had no idea of just how far-reaching his invention was.
Cardinal Margos?
The creator of all this.
I thought you built it.
I built upon his original creation. Hidden out here in the ruins of Fort Parox, in the middle of the Atonement Marshes of the fated corpse planet. He hid it well, but just not quite well enough.
Why would he hide it? What does it do? You still haven't told me.
It enables a quite spectacular meeting of minds. On a scale that will make this time war seem like a jolly romp.
Push them away.
What?
The thoughts you're having, they're not entirely your own. They've been hijacked.
Hijacked?
By the vapors. You should be able to feel an almost physical sensation inside your head. You can push it away.
I can't.
You have to. Scalamancer.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Push the thoughts away.
I can't.
Night for it, isn't it?
Oh, my city is burning!
Like a rainbow on fire!
Like the breath of the Scaramancer dragon! Can you take us? Take us away in your ship, my sister!
I'll take you!
Let me just get my sister!
Pulsewave!
I can't leave my sister! You can save us both!
But I'm not going to! Coming? You stay on the stones!
Leave her! I said it was a mistake not to kill her on the ship! She's not enough witness to run us all!
That not how it works. The vapors only amplify your own sense of guilt. She's judging herself for something that was not her fault.
Right, your sister.
I didn't even say goodbye. Oh, gosh, she'll wonder why I never came back.
Yeah, well, if it helps, she won't wonder for very long. Those pulse waves will wipe everybody out in about, 3 minutes.
I never got to say goodbye.
Oh, for goodness sake. Don't say I never do anything for you.
What?
You've got about 60 seconds until the final pulse waves hit. So, say your goodbyes.
Goodbyes? Who are you?
I am the Master. Lovely to meet you, but we've better places to be.
What? Where?
Somewhere a little less apocalyptic. Not that I don't enjoy the ambience.
Take us both.
No. Say your goodbyes now, or in 30 seconds, you'll both be dead.
Take Pila, then. Save her.
I'm afraid the offer only applies to you.
Lyric, what are you talking about? Oh, please.
Tick tock, tick tock. And that's the pulse wave that will kill you both in 10, 9, 8,
Lyric.
7, 6, 5,
no, I'm sorry.
4,
I'm
3,
so, so sorry.
2, 1. Before she jumped into the water.
Now, for the final piece of the puzzle, the catalyst. Once this is in position, the cognition shift should engage. It's working.
A mind-swapping machine.
The ultimate mind-swapping machine.
You could actually put my mind in somebody else's body.
Would you like that? Hmm? Whose eyes would you like to see the universe through, Dorada?
I think I'm all right with my own, to be honest with you.
Spoil sport. I want to play with my new toy.
I thought you said it wasn't.
Now look at this.
A computer chip?
Not just any computer chip. Cognitive gauges as predicted. Toxic radiation levels minimal.
How long until it's ready?
Not long. A few hours. But the timing must be impeccable. The party cannot start without the guest of honor.
Who's that?
The Master, of course. He'll appreciate the genius, even if he can't quite get on board with the ideology. Now, are you absolutely sure I can't persuade you to give it a whirl? Your mind, my body, vice versa, just for fun.
Is it safe?
Well, I'd hardly do it myself if it weren't, now would I?
It'll cost you. And I'd want swapping back fairly sharpish.
Deal. It's ready.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be awake soon enough. The Onus vapors didn't affect you, I noticed. Haven't you got a conscience?
Oh, I have a conscience. But my mind is made of pretty strong stuff. I can hold the thoughts at bay. What about you? Huh? The vapors didn't seem to bother you too much either.
Life's too short to feel guilty.
This war really does have me scraping the barrel for companions.
Huh?
Nothing.
Hey, she's waking up.
Pila! What happened?
Oh, you went for a swim. Come on, up you get. We're nearly at the fort.
Ready?
As I'll ever be. Whoa, why do I need to be restrained?
This is a very brave thing you're doing.
This is a very lucrative thing I'm doing.
That's true. The fee certainly reflected the level of bravery.
I can put a price on pretty much anything.
Very brave. And very foolish.
What?
Oh, Dorada. Dorada, Dorada. This isn't the Master's first mental transfer.
The Master?
Yes. Hello.
You're the Master.
Do you have any idea how cripplingly difficult it's been pretending to be good?
So the man I left the Scaramancer to kill...
is the Doctor, yes.
And what are you going to do to me?
Well, I'm not
going
to pay you, that's for certain. Now, buckle up!
He encourages this. The narcissism is nauseating.
They look like they're in some sort of trance.
Yes, I wouldn't put it past him. Excuse me.
Hello, Wade.
Apologies. I didn't mean to interrupt. No need for you all to stop. I was actually just talking to this man here.
Master.
Ah.
Master!
What is this?
Kill the Master!
Right, they think I'm him.
Kill the Master!
Hey.
Kill the Master!
I'm not with him, huh? Just saying.
Might I suggest we run?
Yeah.
Kill the Master!
I think we lost them.
How?
They've lost independent thought. It slows them down.
Yeah. And again, how?
Mind control. One of the Master's specialities.
Oh.
Scaramancer, does that laser sword of yours happen to work on wood?
Allow me.
So it does. Come on.
Yeah, I'm coming.
This fortress is vast, but it's not infinite. The Master can't be far.
On your planet, do parents choose the names for their children?
Anybody who names their child Master has a lot to answer for.
No, he chose that himself. I chose Doctor, much as the Scaramancer chose her name.
No, it's not the same. My name is a defense, a disguise, whereas your names reveal who you truly are.
Then, who are you, truly?
What's your real name?
Lyric. Like a song. But I haven't felt much like singing since...
You are not responsible for your sister's death. I'm more responsible than you are.
You?
Yeah, how do you figure that out?
My people. We've strayed so far from everything that defined us. Where did the kindness go? The compassion... At what point did we become so inward-looking, so self-obsessed, so arrogant, so ignorant, as though the universe could not work without us? How far do you watch your world tear itself apart before you stand up and say, no more?
Shh. Someone's coming. Quick.
I let her die alone.
I don't imagine you had any choice.
Perhaps.
How did you get away from him, you know, the Master? If you don't mind me asking.
Good question. Not many people survive him.
I didn't survive him. Lyric died. The master made me the woman I am today. I was a curiosity to him. He studied my grief, as though he had not the slightest comprehension of how one person could love another so entirely and unequivocally.
Where to now? How about the first day of the siege?
No, leave me alone.
The last day, then. Shall we relive the moment I plucked you heroically from the death throes of Sarakazar?
I'll kill you! One day, I'll hunt you down, and I swear on my sister's...
Your sister's what? Your sister's life? Oh, but it's far too late for that, isn't it? What else could you swear on?
What happened to you?
When?
You tell me. Were you born cruel, or did you learn it?
I learned it.
Where?
I learned from the master.
Oh, I see. You're joking. Your jokes aren't funny.
I saw how much pleasure he took in my pain, and also how much my grief, my guilt, fascinated him. And I decided to stop giving him the satisfaction.
Oh, now, this is a good bit.
Isn't it?
Take us both.
No. Say your goodbyes now, or in 30 seconds, you'll both be dead.
Take Pila, then. Save her.
I'm afraid the offer is...
Say it, sister. Please.
Tick
tock, tick tock. And that's the pulse wave that will kill you both. In 10, 9, 8,
Lyric.
7, 6, 5,
no, I'm sorry.
4,
I'm
3,
so sorry. 2.
No tears? Why no tears? Aren't you sorry for your poor dead sister anymore?
You've shown me that moment so many times, I think I'm bored of it now. And he grew bored of me. He tipped me out on a frozen planet, and I became the Scaramancer. I closed my mind and kept the thoughts locked up. I sought out the survivors of Sarakazar, and we survived.
But survival isn't enough, is it, Scaramancer?
Who are you?
You've met him before, only he wasn't quite so handsome then.
Doctor, is that you?
Like you don't know.
Is that him? The master?
No, Doctor, help me.
Wait, do not fire, either of you. What are we doing here, Master? On this planet of the living dead? What are you up to this time?
Help me, please.
Help you? What do you mean?
I'm not who I look like.
They already know you're not me.
But I'm not the Master either.
What?
My name is Dorada. The Master stole my body. He swapped our minds.
Why should we believe you?
Well, it's not like he hasn't got form.
Please. He's going to activate the cognition shift. We have to stop him.
So the Master is now running around disguised as Dorada? Huh. And that's Dorada in your body?
Unless it's a trick.
Please, I swear, it's me. Dorada. Des Dorada. Dodds.
How can we be sure?
We find Dorada, or the body formerly known as. Say you're telling the truth. Do you know where the Master went in your body?
To the aviary.
The aviary? What does he want with the birdcage?
I don't know. He didn't say, but I know the way. Help me, please.
All right, I'll go with you, but only me. Morsky, Scaramancer, search the rest of the fortress, just in case.
Here, take my gun, just in case.
No, thanks. I told you, I don't do weapons. Come on, Dorada. Let's go bird watching.
Of that thing.
What, impressive!
The Master said that you and he are old enemies, but even older friends.
Ah, oh, did he? How touching. But let me get this straight, Dorada. All that time we were on board the Dom Daniel, you believed that I was really the Master?
I'm sorry, he tricked me.
Oh, he's good at that.
Which is why I wonder what trap he's laid for us now.
Trap?
The master stole your body, but left you free in his... well, in my body, to find me. He knows me well enough to know I'd follow you here, so where's the trap?
I don't know. You said you wanted to find Dorado, or rather the body formerly known as. And look! There it is. There it is. At the foot of that tree. My body.
But is the master still wearing it?
My eyes are closed. This must be what I look like when I'm sleeping.
Unconscious, but still breathing. No, wait. What have you done?
Oh, go on. Can't you figure it out?
What's that?
It's a bird. I'm surprised you had to ask. Feathers, beak, chirping. Which part of its anatomy confused you?
Oh, I thought you were going in there.
I'll swap minds with you. Hardly. But tell me, Dorada, have you ever wished you could fly?
Oh, you can't.
Imagine, soaring high above the world, looking down on the treetops.
Don't you dare!
The sheer ecstasy of flight, the freedom. Assuming I'm good enough to let you out of your cage, that is.
Are you going to switch me back again? Once you've tested it?
You know, I haven't quite decided yet. Let's play that one by ear, shall we?
No!
Good luck, everybody. No. Cheap, cheap.
No!
Dorada? Dorada, can you hear me?
Oh, she can hear you. She just can't understand you. That's just her body, you see. Her mind...
is in the body of a bird.
Oh, you do understand. You had me worried there for a moment.
But why? Why do this to her?
Primarily to see the look on your face. My face. This is all very confusing, isn't it? Still, not long now.
What do you mean, not long now?
I'll give Dorada her mind back, Doctor, but I want you to witness something in return.
It's locked.
Yeah, move out of the way. Whoa! What is this thing?
I don't know. Some sort of machine.
Mm-hmm. What's this blue box for, do you think? Wait a second. Police?
There's a little bird over here in a cage.
Doesn't look best pleased.
Poor little thing. My sister always hated birds in cages. She said it seemed so cruel.
Well, put it out the window, then. I mean... you know, take it out the cage first.
Would you like that, little bird? Shall we set you free? Fly free, little bird. Fly free!
You know some birds are flightless.
Scaramanza, what have you done?
What's happened to Dorada? Why are you carrying her?
Or is that the master now?
This is Dorada's body... but her mind...
was in the body of that bird.
No. I'm going to end you.
Do you still fight like the dragon you named yourself after?
Scaramanza, put the weapon away.
Or, better still, throw it out of the window.
What?
I am the master, and you will obey me now. Throw your weapon out of the window.
I will... throw my weapon out of the window.
Hey!
What's she doing?
Hypnotic suggestion. Master, stop this.
Yeah, stop, or I'll stop you permanently.
No, Morsky, don't...
point the gun away from me, Morsky. In fact, point it at her.
I obey.
I said stop it, please. You've got me. You can let them both go.
mine.
You two get out.
We obey.
Happy now?
You have my attention, which is usually all you care about.
Better yours than mere bystanders. Put the bird woman down now, Doctor. Or would you prefer I close the window first, just in case she tries to fly away too? Stop wasting your time with that pointless specimen and come over here. I didn't lure you halfway across the cosmos for nothing.
You didn't lure me here at all.
Allow me to present my greatest achievement, the cognition shift.
Your greatest achievement? If the legends are true, this is Cardinal Marcus's creation, not yours. Although... modified... This is much more than one of your party tricks.
Impressed?
Appalled! What's this? No, no, this piece here. Is this what Dorada was bringing you? What? How? There's no way that she...
She didn't. She only brought me the catalyst, whereas that tiny piece of brilliance...
It's an infinity chip.
Which I stole from the Infinity Wall.
On Skaro?
I'd hidden the catalyst on the edge of redemption. I paid Dorada handsomely to fetch it for me.
Before you murdered her?
The Scaramancer killed her. She has a taste for it now, I think. Killing. I would like to take some credit for that.
This infinity chip... It will automatically connect the cognition shift to the Dalek pathway.
Unless you happen to have found a way to override very complicated Dalek command codes.
You actually managed that?
Now, that's the thing. I haven't.
What?
Rather, I'm going to place my own mind inside the pathway. The mind of a Time Lord inside every Dalek ever to have existed.
But you can't. This machine... swaps minds. If your mind is transferred into the pathweb, into the hive mind of every Dalek...
Go on. Say it.
The entire pathweb will be transferred over into your... my body.
The combined mentality of Skaro inside the body of a Time Lord.
The Daleks will be able to infiltrate Gallifrey. This may just be the most insane plan you've ever had.
Or the most glorious. Think about it, Doctor. I'll be more powerful than the Emperor, than Rassilon even. I won't just control the Daleks. I'll become...
I can't let you do this. You do realize that.
Too late. The shift's already been activated.
Then I'll take your place. Better my mind inside the pathway than yours.
Be my guest. The Doctor's mind inside the enemies of Gallifrey.
But it will end this war. Under my influence, the Daleks wouldn't fire another shot.
Except that your body will play host to the entire pathway. I will have my very own Dr. Dalek. And then we'll work together, dominion over all of time and space. Finally, Gallifrey and Skaro in an epic and deadly display of unity.
But...
What's wrong, old friend? At a loss?
I'll just have to make sure neither of us completes the mind swap, then...
Oh, let go, you old fool! There has to be someone in the transition booth, or the pathway transference will be broadcast outwards. Exponentially.
Daleks in every sentient thing. Everywhere. We don't stop them, we multiply them.
Quite the dilemma, isn't it? Still, too late to change your mind now. No pun intended.
Get out of there, Master. I warn you.
Sorry, can't hear a word you're saying, Doctor.
There's got to be a way. There must be a way. I wonder, what happens if I remove the Infinity Chip? Then there's nothing for your mind to pour into.
But it's still got to go somewhere. Think about it, Doctor. Think about it.
Thank you.
Morsky? Morsky!
Think about it, Doctor. Think about it.
Morsky, stop! What's happening?
No, 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 no!
Put the Infinity Chip back, Doctor! Or my mind spills out into the consciousness of every sentient life form. Daleks, Time Lords, Santarans, humans, every living being in the universe.
I won't let that happen.
You can't stop it. You can only channel it.
Then that's what I'll do.
What are you doing?
Channeling your mind back into this body. Time to go home, Master.
You can't. I deadlocked the cognition shift to transfer the entire pathweb through that channel. There are no limitation protocols in that booth. It will blow your mind.
That depends how quickly the mind swap happens. If I'm lucky, it's your mind that'll be blown. Gah!
Now that sounds like something the Doctor would say. Why is the Master trying to trick me into getting into that booth anyway?
Heightened pulse energy. From the siege of Sarakazar, the anomaly that makes your body susceptible to surges of power. It released you from the Master's mind control, amplified and reversed through the cognition shift. It would stop the machine stone dead.
Listen to him and the eerie dead thing will be you. So listen to me now, girl, and put the gun down.
Right. It's a good job you have an honest face, Doctor.
What? No! Don't listen to me, girl! Obey me!
Are you sure this will work?
Almost certainly!
Almost!
Stop this! You'll destroy the machine and your precious Scaramancer along with it!
Doctor, almost!
Come on, come on, come on!
Doctor!
You fool!
I'm sorry, Scaramancer, I'm sorry!
Doctor!
No! Scaramancer!
I can't move.
It's okay. The paralysis is temporary, I promise.
but the pulse energy transference has permanently paralyzed the cognition shift.
The master! Stop him!
He can't get far without a TARDIS. Don't worry. And his is a long way away. Speaking of which, now that I've got my TARDIS back, we can take a shortcut home.
Wherever that is. Okay. Arms and legs are rejoining the party.
You see, I told you. It'd be fine. Now, come on. Let's get away from here. So where is home for you now? Back to your ship? You could put your band of buccaneers to better use than piracy, you know?
Don't you want to know how I knew that you were telling the truth? How I knew you were the Doctor?
You didn't. But you knew that he was the Master.
What's the difference?
Everything.
He was the man who took me from Sarakazar. You were right. Even when you look like him, I could tell that you were different.
Am I? Remember how I told you that I'm more responsible for your sister's death than you are? That my people are tearing their world apart, and I wish that I could stop it. That I think sometimes that I should stop running and start fighting.
You never told me that.
Sometimes I think it.
You're sad, Doctor.
You too, Scaramanza.
There are other ways to fight than with weapons. And please, call me Lyric.
Through skies of fire and seas of flame, wherever I fly, they know my name.
Don't mind if I commandeer this vessel, dear.
Hey, I was about to leave without you. What happened back there? Where's the Scaramancer?
With the Doctor.
With the right. Well, I haven't been paid, and, you're wearing the face of the man that owes me money. So if you want off this planet, it'll cost you.
Hey, I think it's already cost me more than enough, don't you? Hmm? Now then, we don't have time for me to acclimatize myself with your controls, so if you don't mind, you will take me anywhere I want to go.
Anywhere you want to go, Master.
Specifically, Kernos 5. I'll pick up my TARDIS, kill you, horribly and imaginatively, and then be on my way.
As you wish, Master.
Splendid. You know, I did a lot of remarkable, memorable, fairly diabolical things whilst I was wearing the Doctor's body. There are a lot of wanted posters out there with his face on them. If I were him, I'd do what he does best. Run, Doctor! Run!
Have been listening to The War Master, Hearts of Darkness, The Cognition Shift,
by Lisa McMullen. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. The Doctor, Paul McGann. Captain Morsky, Colin McFarlane. The Scaramancer, Luyando Onati Lewis-Nyawo. Dorada, Sandra Huggett. Peeler, Amanda Shadeko. And Bandit, Alex Jordan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay Gallery.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Not at all.
Barely a moment to myself. Have you ordered?
From Big Finish Productions, The War Master, Killing Time.
Perhaps the time has come for you to head back to Gallifrey and admit defeat.
Defeat? The streets boil with panic. They whisper the Empress has gone mad. I'm needed here more than ever.
They think that the Empire is falling. It is not. It will continue. And so will I.
We need to move now. If she's to be overthrown, we need to strike.
No.
No?
It is over. She's won.
Are you giving up?
I just need to go and pick up a few things.
That's not possible. You can't be... You're him. The Master.
In the flesh.
You took everything from me. Now it's my turn to take it from you.
Why have you come back?
You once told me the truths come out when it's most convenient. Well, it's now most convenient. For me.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Hiya.
Hello.
So, as people already know, I am Scott Hancock, producer and director, and I'm joined this afternoon by the lovely...
I'm Lisa McMullen, and I wrote two of the episodes in this series.
Lovely to have you in studio. How did you come to be involved with this War Master set, and how familiar were you with this particular incarnation?
Oh, I'm trying to collect all the Masters and various incarnations of them. So this is incredibly exciting. I spend most of these interviews just talking about how thrilled and excited I am just to be here.
Was that thing Derek had such a small appearance on TV as the character, and we've sort of given him life at Big Finish?
But that's what Big Finish does best, is take those tiny moments that are glorious on screen and then create massive universes out of them.
But had you heard much of Derek's incarnation? Did you?
Oh, yes, I love him. Oh, no, that sounds really creepy.
Not as creepy as some of the stuff he's been saying today. But when I first approached you, I think we started doing the sort of pairings of writers. And when I took over script editing from Nick Briggs, I was keen to mix things up even further. And I think... I can't remember why I chose to pair you with David Llewellyn. I mean, you're both brilliant, and I think I thought you'd gel as writers. But how was it working on a sort of big epic box set where you have to tell awful stories but also divide the work up with another writer?
Yeah, I mean, David was amazing because he is totally on top of his game and knows exactly what he's doing, and I just sort of...
Oh, you're brilliant.
...giggle my way through it. But he's got a real gravitas, and I veer towards comedy, so this was a real challenge for me to get that sweeping, epic, serious darkness without putting too many ridiculous jokes in there.
It's also really difficult to pace a story out over 4 hours rather than, you know, most Big Finishes are, you know, single disc or maybe a double, but actually telling a big involved story with a, you know, recurring cast.
Yeah, and we started with not very much. You mentioned Heart of Darkness,
the Joseph Conrad.
The Joseph
sort
Conrad
of idea is
yeah.
a base. Yeah,
so that
setup.
Was the starting point. And we knew that we wanted a MacGuffin of some sort, but we had no idea what it was when we started. So it was lots of sort of throwing ideas around and thinking about what on earth could... I think it was you that came to us with the idea of the swap.
I think given how much they've played the Doctor and the Master themselves, I thought it'd be nice to give them an opportunity to, you know, play off against each other, but also play completely different characters.
Yeah, so it was then trying to work out how on earth they would get to that point and why. But, oh, it's been mind-bending writing
for everybody.
It for everybody. How the poor actors are coping, I do not know.
That's it as well. You know, we give you a shopping list of things in a way. Say, oh, you know, here's what we'd like you to do. Yeah. Have fun with it. But also, you've written for Paul McGann already in other ranges. But when you're told, oh, can you do a War Master story with Derek Jacobi? And
oh,
also, by
gosh.
The way, throw the Eighth Doctor in.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to that?
It's a dream. It's ridiculous. It's like all the weird little fan thoughts that you have, and it's just the sort of stuff that you can only imagine. I take myself back in time to the kid that watched the show when, you know, back in the 1980s, and just, you know, you throw yourself forward and think, what am I doing here?
And from a technical point of view, when it comes to script writing, with something like this where you are co-writing, how did you divide the episodes up between the pair of you? Did you look at each other's drafts and sort of inform where it should go, particularly when you know you're sharing characters?
Yeah, so we drafted the outlines together. So, well, we divvied up the episodes, first of all. Tossed a coin, I think, and said, right, you do that one and that one, and I'll do that one and that one. And then David kicked off the first episode, so he came up with that starting point of the story first, and then a little bit like tag team. So he came up with that, and then I added on to it with the second part, and then he went back to his story. The way we did it, because the story flashes, in case it's not confusing enough, the story then flashes backwards in time for an entire episode and then jumps forward again. So it was a lot of back and forth and sending each other ideas and thoughts, and then you jumping in and saying, well, what about this, and threading this through.
Yeah. So it sounds like the classic Terry Nation thing where they'd almost do it, now get out of that.
Yeah.
And sort of see where you can take it.
It was a little bit of that, yeah. I'm going to do this. Is that going to impact on your episode?
Also, you had the hardest job of all, is that you had episode 4, which wraps it all up. And so you have to solve
horrendous,
all the sort of dangling
horrendous.
Threads. I mean, it all comes together beautifully, but yes, it's a hell of an ask.
But it's lovely. Yeah, we set up all these crazy, ridiculous ideas, and then you think, oh, it has to stop. At some point, it has to all work itself out. Yeah, I think you helped a lot with that, actually.
Well, bless you. And finally, how have you found the whole experience, you know, from the initial being asked to do it and storylining, working with David, and now coming into studio and hearing it sort of come to life with the actors?
Oh, the whole thing is just joyous. It's like a ridiculous theme park winning a Blue Peter competition type experience. I would pay. I shouldn't say that.
No, don't say that. Lovely. On which note, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in and chatting with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hello, Scott here again for the final part of the War Master, Hearts of Darkness, and I'm joined this afternoon by
Derek Jacobi, playing the Master and the Doctor.
Paul McGann, also playing the Master and the Doctor.
Your two characters have appeared on audio before with each other, but you haven't actually recorded together before because of scheduling.
No.
So
until today.
Yeah. First time in studio together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dangerous question. How's it been working with one another?
Well, we're still talking.
Yeah, don't knock it.
It's been great.
It's been a joy.
Lovely.
And you've both worked with different Masters and Doctors previously.
Yes.
How has it been tackling these specific incarnations?
A bit confusing, I have to admit. It's a very complicated plot line. So I find it interesting, fascinating, but a little bit confusing.
I feel exactly the same. Especially when we kind of merge.
Yes.
And it gets all sort of two gents, you know. It was really confusing, but it was a hoot, you know. It was great.
When you read the script, were you slightly apprehensive about playing, you know, the character you're not used to playing?
No. No, that was a plus.
Yeah, and I know for my own part, you know, playing the baddie.
Yeah.
I mean, like most actors, you know, you want to be the baddie.
Baddies are the best part.
Who wants to be the sanctimonious goodie?
Yeah, baddies are the best.
Oh, don't say that. You've been doing it for, oh, blimey.
His work's not mine.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been quite interesting as a director, sort of having to say to Derek for the first couple of days, no, remember you're nice. And then yesterday with you, Paul, going, no, you're allowed to be nasty. And I think, actually, after a few scenes, you both sort of found your groove and went, I'm being the other one here.
Yeah.
Quite. Joyous.
I think we both like nasty. I like nasty best.
Yeah. Well, it just comes so naturally to you, Derek.
Absolutely.
Nasty and loud.
Lots of shouting.
Yeah.
But with this one, you know, at the end, the bodies are restored. Was there a feeling of relief as we hit those final scenes of, okay, I'm on familiar territory now?
There always is at the end.
There is. Felt like the home straight.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Getting back in your own TARDIS.
Yes.
Yeah.
End of the fifth act.
It's true.
Back to the dressing room and a glass of wine.
And, you know, the Master's scheme is quite audacious in this one. You know, even at the end when he's defeated, we learn that he's been doing despicable things as the Doctor. And so the Doctor's a wanted man. There's a really sort of spiteful quality.
Oh, that, yes.
Considering they used to be friends, what went wrong?
Don't know.
They seem more like siblings.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, there's a kind of bitterness there.
Yeah. It's deep-rooted, yeah.
They're two halves of the same coin, really.
Yeah, maybe perhaps that's the answer. You know, there's something in there. You know, it's not enough just to, you know, try and get one over. I'm going to get one over on you forever.
Well, they intimately know what we'll need.
And even when I'm behind that implicates you and stuff. Yeah. You know, this is perpetual.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I was going to say, do you think they'll ever meet again, these particular incarnations?
Well, in this day and age, they could end up married.
that was not the answer I was expecting.
Is there a writer in the room?
So the next box set, Derek, is the wedding,
of
the Doctor and the Master.
You see, I would listen to that. Yes. I'd buy that.
Yes.
I just the pre-credits, you both walking up the aisle. I can't think of any way to top that, to be honest. So, on that note, Paul and Derek, thank you for a lovely day in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for listening to us.